the clouds are moving. It's kind of nice. There's a lot of dogs everywhere. It's kind of funny.
All right. Well, this is going to be the topic of today's startup chat. Mindfulness. This is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today, as Steli said, we're going to talk about mindfulness.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
What is mindfulness, Steli?
Well, you know, if I didn't know, I wouldn't have looked up the definition. I always love when you do this. You've taught me this. So I just typed it into Google.
It's called training, Steli. It's called training.
Yes, you have trained me very well. I'm doing this not just when I talk to you, but especially when I do talk to you, to be fair. So, all right. So here's the dictionary definition of mindfulness, right? Mindfulness, the quality or state of being conscious or aware of something. And then the second definition is a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations used as a therapeutic technique.
I like how it mentions the present moment and then calls it therapeutic.
Yeah.
I think like people confuse mindfulness and meditation and relaxation and all these things almost together. So I'm glad you started with the definition. To me, like a lot of this, just to give my thoughts on it for a second, is I think we are very judgmental as human beings and judgmental of each other, of course, but also judgmental of ourselves. And for me, mindfulness is very much so about being what they call the observer to the experience of life versus being so judgmental about everything. And that's what you're developing as you become more mindful of everything, things, like whatever it may be. Even a lot of the exercises, I've studied this for a while now. Even a lot of the exercises that are out there are very much so about becoming an observer. I can point them all back to that. In meditation, you're supposed to observe your thoughts. At least that's one approach and one way that people think of it. In, when you're eating, there's this thing called mindful eating. What's mindful eating? Well, actually thinking about what you're eating, not just chowing down. You know, even if you're at a McDonald's eating a burger, you can probably think about it a little bit. Maybe it'll gross you out a little bit when you think about what went through, you know, to get you to that place where that burger is sitting there in front of you and you can eat it. You know, so I think if you're into salads or even if you are forced to eat salads or whatever, thinking about the plants, you know, and everything that was grown and what came about it that honestly you didn't have to do. To me, that's an observation. That's a deeper observation than most people would do when they're eating. Those are the kind of practices that I associate with kind of mindfulness and what I call like, you know, being more of an observer, even less of a participant or less judgmental about things.
Yeah. To me, mindfulness is really about being observer of your thoughts, your emotions, your physical sensations, and your surroundings, and instead of just being reactively kind of going with the waves of those external simulations or even internal simulations. So observing those to then get quote unquote in touch with them, to really just have a moment where you realize, oh, my body is very tense. Oh, I've stopped breathing. Like I have this, you know, I've learned an example. We talked about this in a prior episode where I was flying the fighter jet in Serbia. And one of the things I realized immediately, because I've practiced meditation and hypnosis and many like mindfulness techniques that have to do with breathing, and I've realized how much breathing affects our body sensation and how body sensation then affects our thought patterns and vice versa. Was like the moment I got the stick to fly the fucking thing, I tensed up so much and I stopped breathing. I was like, and this is something a lot of people do. Even if I do boxing or kickboxing, when I get super tired or when people tense up when they box, they stop breathing. They just punch, 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 and they just hold their breath to tensen up their body. Well, when you hold your breath and you tensen up your body, you're going to exhaust yourself very quickly. You're going to be stiff instead of loose. It's going to have a lot of negatives. And the best boxers are people that are really good at breathing and relaxing in the middle of those exchanges, and it's staying loose. If you're a really good fighter pilot, you need to stay relaxed and loose and keep breathing deeply, even in very stressful situations, because that's going to keep your mind calm. It's going to keep your body focused, but also it's going to allow you to go through some really physical pressures without exhausting and fatiguing too quickly. So for me, mindfulness, when I stop for a moment, just living life, and I observe how I do it and what life around me looks like and what my thoughts are, what my body is, a lot of times that observation allows me to pick up on what's really going on. It's like taking stock of life and slowing things down for a second just to get back in touch with what's really going on. And sometimes when you do that, it's very easy to actually affect the quality of your life or the quality of the things you're doing, because you realize that there's, you know, maybe a negative thought pattern that you want to stop instead of just keep it going. Or maybe there's a certain, you know, emotion that you're carrying around with you through the day that's impacting all your thoughts and all your interactions and how you talk to people and how you think about things and how you write emails. And then when you stop to be a bit more mindful and to get in touch with yourself and to observe yourself, you realize, holy shit, I'm actually so angry. I'm still having this emotion of anger that stems from an argument I had, you know, yesterday, and I'm still carrying it around today. And I'm now screaming at people and I'm angry at people that have nothing to do with this. And it's affecting me in a really negative sense. So I think that observation is step one. And there's many techniques to observe oneself, one's emotions, one's thoughts, and all that. But then the second thing is, once you observed it, to realize, wow, this is what's really going on with me. And here's what I want to do with it. Here's if this is really what I want or don't want. And sometimes it might be that you observe yourself and you realize, wow, I'm really in a good mood. Or wow, I really have beautiful thoughts and I love it. And life is beautiful and I'm grateful for the good things that are happening and the well-being that I'm experiencing right now. So you have a moment of heightened satisfaction and gratitude and appreciation, which is a beautiful thing. So to me, that's kind of what mindfulness signifies. And I think mindfulness within the business world or startup world is just the idea that, I mean, at the end of the day, all challenges and all problems and all things in business to me are people problems and people challenges and people business. And if you learn to be more mindful, you're going to be more effective. If you learn to be more mindful, you're going to be a better negotiator. You're going to be a better CEO and leader. You're going to make better strategic decisions. You're going to be less reactive. You're going to be able to deal better with the stress, the highs, the lows, the crazy ups and downs of startup life and founder life. If you're not just always reactive, you know, kind of, you know, being thrown around in this storm of the world, but you are in control of your mind, body, and soul and your emotions. So it's going to make you a better human and it's going to make life better. At least that's the experience that I had. But in the context of this podcast of business, it's going to make the crazy startup experience a little more sane. And I think that can go a long way.
Let's think about, like, I think there's a lot of people that don't know how to be